You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. So, boy, kicking off October, got a bunch of new folks who have not been on the show before this month. I'm looking forward to meeting some new folks.
Yeah, you know, I've worked hard to try to dig up some new guests and talk about some new topics for the month of October. So,
well, shame on us. This is an organization that has yet to be on the show, and we've been doing this now. Gosh, isn't it 8 years?
Eight years this month.
I mean, that's shame on us. Well, let's get to it. We're joined by Jeremy Crawford. He's the president and CEO of FMLS. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're a busy fellow, so grateful for the time. Before we get into what's happening with FMLS, take a quick few seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'm the new president and CEO at FMLS. I started here in February, but I've been in real estate quite a while. Previously, I was the CEO for the Real Estate Standards Organization, which is a nonprofit entity helping all aspects of real estate across the nation. But I was also COO at the MLS in San Jose, serving over 35,000 square miles of real estate territory in the Bay Area, and then CIO at SandyCorp, which is San Diego's multiple listing service. My background is technology. I'm an East Tennessee State University grad in computer science and been in technology most of my life and moving that into helping brokers and agents transact real estate through providing the best products and services and data opportunities they can get.
Outstanding.
See, he went to East Tennessee State University, and I grew up in Knoxville, so we just had to have him on the show.
I understand.
Well, let's talk a little bit about FMLS. And for our listeners who might not know, what does that stand for, and what do you do, and what areas do you cover?
Sure. So FMLS stands for First Multiple Listing Service. We actually were one of the first MLSs in the nation. Traditionally, most MLSs that you see today in the nation were formed by local association realtors. What's different about FMLS is that its forefront is brokers got together to create a cooperative, and it was formed by brokers for the purpose of benefiting brokers and agents, whereas others in many areas are formed by association of realtors. And so it's our job to serve brokers and agents with products and services to help them help their customers buy and sell real estate, primarily in the residential space, but also we help with commercial and help with rentals as well.
Now, do you have a specific area geography that you cover?
We do. So a lot of people do say real estate is local, although technology starts to break down that barrier today as opposed to what it was 20 years ago. So we started in Atlanta. We were formed in Atlanta. Atlanta is our primary market area, but we actually have brokers that are members in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, North and South Carolina now.
Wow.
So a lot of them, if you think about it, there's a lot of second home buyers in Hilton Head from the Atlanta marketplace. So we have a lot of brokers and agents from Hilton Head that are now FMLS members and subscribers, so they can advertise those Hilton Head properties to the Atlanta buyer community, if you will. So we definitely try to support the needs inside of Atlanta, but also look to other areas as well.
Got it.
That's interesting. So how large is your membership?
Right now, we serve over 45,000 brokers and agents. We have over 2,200 primary broker firms, large, medium, and small, and then a pretty large set of agents. And then we also have appraiser members as well to help the appraisal process along the real estate transaction, if you will.
Did I hear it correctly that you're one of the older MLSs? How long you been operating?
61 years. So wow. First MLS, pretty much we were first in the nation, if you will.
That's impressive.
So what type of data do you have?
Anything we can get our hands on to help power the agents. And so we look at, you know, from the listing perspective, today we have about 20,000 active listings that covers, you know, what's available to the brokers and agents. But we have, you know, comp data of solds that go back for as many years as we've been in business. but we also offer all of the tax data as well for the entire state of Georgia.
Wow.
So brokers and agents can take a look at all the tax records, every aspect of a property from a 100-acre tract that was split up into quarter-acre lots to build new homes that are now 30 years old, those type of things. So they have access to all that. And then we augment with other data sources. One of the programs we offer is called Down Payment Resource Assistance. So in Georgia, there are all kinds of first-time home buyer programs, and there's a lot of programs for the military. And so we have a product for looking up how to get down payment assistant.
Oh, wow.
So an agent can help a consumer find programs that are available to give them down payment assistance so they can get into first-time home buying, if you will, when the market seems a little high for their purchase point. A lot of the struggle is that down payment versus the monthly payment. So we have all kinds of different aspects of data.
Right.
We provide commute data for Atlanta. It's pretty important. So our georgiaopenhouses.com public website has a commute feature. So you can actually look at drive time as a consumer or an agent when you're looking to find your home and see where the sweet spot is if you only want to drive 30 minutes to the office or take public transportation. So we try to augment all aspects of that. And then we even have options for agents where we can plug in mortgage rates that are pretty traditional in the area. So you're 30, you're 15, you're 5-1 ARMs. So agents have access to that right within the MLS system. So any aspect of data we can look at, we try to put it in. One of the latest fun big ticketed items is home performance information. So now we're working to augment what we have with solar panel data, utility information, anything that we can find that would help the agents, help their consumers. We're trying to expand on the data aspects.
Talk about the team that you have to collect all this data. And then what work do you do to be sure that it's pretty current?
So that's kind of interesting. Data integrity is one of the top for us, if you will. So we have approximately 50 employees at FMLS. And one aspect of what we do to make sure we have the cleanest data is that we actually close that listing for the agent in the MLS. Most MLSs don't do that. They allow the agent to close it and put in the sold price.
Mm-hmm.
We actually collect the settlement statement from closing and we close it for them. So we know the accuracy of the sold price that we put in is solid because it comes from the settlement statement as opposed to come from the agent putting it in themselves. Not to say that they might be changing that frivolously, but it's something that is an accuracy issue. And so we really look at that. We also auto-populate data from tax assessor records. So when an agent goes to put in a listing, we go to the assessor's office and we pull everything that we can automatically so that the agent doesn't have to do some of the bedrooms and the bathrooms. They can adjust it if the house was renovated and the tax record isn't updated. But at the forefront, we auto-pop every possible piece of data we can on a house so the agent knows that there's a level of accuracy there inside of that.
So you can trust your data, sounds like.
Absolutely. And we actually, you know, distribute that data based upon the broker and agent selection. So we have over 250 data feeds that go out to companies like Zillow, Homes.com, Realtor.com, broker websites, agent websites. And so we monitor that for compliance, make sure that they're using the data correctly, but essentially enabling the brokers and agents to advertise the listings that they have for their consumers in the broadest market possible on every aspect. We usually see a particular listing will get over 10 million hits a month once it's distributed from FMLS out to all those avenues out there. Because if you think about how many agents have websites, how many brokers have websites, these national portals, they get a lot of traffic, if you will. And so we really work hard to try to take the data and not make it just solid, but allow the broker and agent to pick where they want to advertise their listings. And then we funnel that out based upon their selection. So that's a lot of what we do. We also have a full-blown training department. We have a free member benefit CE credit. So for an agent to keep their license renewed with GREC, they can get free training on how to use our products and services. And those are accredited by GREC. So they get to understand how to use the tools and then they get to earn continuing education credit. And that's a member benefit we offer as a lot of what we do at FMLS.
Very cool.
It's a great benefit.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
Well, we're very new home focused on this show. So tell me what you see related to new home sales.
Yeah, so if you take a look at some of the economical factors, new home builds have slowed. A lot of aspects are the permitting process that's come into play that wasn't there 10, 15 years ago, but also builders are a little slower to jump to the gun to build today because of the downturn we had 2007 to 2010, where there was a lot of building and then we had a market crash in the housing world. And so they're a lot more cautious where they're building, how they're building, but it's also a little more tedious to get the permits. So new home construction has slowed down.
Right.
Overall. So we support that within FMLS. We have categories for new construction. We work with a lot of the developers that are in the area to get them connected with brokers and agents. We see new home construction now is funneled through brokers and agents more than just direct from the construction companies. So they've really embraced looking at using brokers and agents to help sell for maximum value the new construction as opposed to trying to sell it themselves from a sales office perspective.
Right. So talk about the impact of coming soon listings on the marketplace.
So it's interesting. When I was at MLS Listings, we launched Coming Soon as a listing status in 2013. And so it's been around for a long time as a practice.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't talked about it a lot in the industry. Maybe as a little bit of a fear factor, there's a fine line between a proper Coming Soon listing where, like myself, I moved from Dallas to here. I need a week to get the junk out of my house, but I wanted to lock my listing agent down with me in a contract, allow them to market internally to their own brokerage, get all the things they needed to get ready, take drone photos, take Matterport 3D images and floor plans. There's a lot of work they need to do while I'm trying to get my junk out of the house before I'm ready to show. So I did Coming Soon for a week. And was allowed to put it in the Dallas MLS system that's called Netrus as a Coming Soon listing so other brokers and agents could see what pre-inventory was coming about. And essentially, this allows a broker and an agent to show their inventory that's going to be coming on the market to the other brokers and agents within FMLS by putting a Coming Soon listing in. And we allow that for a 21-day window. And so up to 21 days, they have to move it from Coming Soon to active. They can pick the date. We automatically move it to active for them. And if it's ready sooner, then we allow them to put it to active sooner. And then from that point, it's disseminated. So it's only available within FMLS. It's only visible to brokers and agents. And it's a property that's not on the market, but does have an exclusive right to sell agreement between the seller and the agent from that perspective. And nationwide, most MLSs in the nation, especially the large ones, have Coming Soon listings available. Savannah has it as an option, as an example, in the state of Georgia. But many of the large MLSs in the nation have Coming Soon from that perspective. And it's a way to help the brokers and agents tell the other brokers and agents what inventory is coming about.
Right.
Because they have so many buyers. I mean, in our system alone, we allow them to set up their buyers, set up automatic searches. And so they get alerts whenever a property does hit the market as active. There are hundreds of thousands of buyers that we have within the FMLS.com aspect of what the brokers and agents see. And so from that perspective, we know the brokers and agents have hundreds of thousands of potential buyers, and that just lets them know what inventory is coming down. Because some of those consumers wait a year before they find the home of their dreams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you just mentioned buyers. How are iBuyers affecting things?
It's interesting. So Atlanta is one of the largest iBuyer markets in the nation. Zillow has an iBuyer program. And for those of you that aren't familiar, some companies like Zillow, Opendoor, Knock, Bungalow will allow a consumer to get an immediate cash offer on their house. And so they can go online and request a cash offer. Zillow's headquarters for iBuying is actually in Atlanta in the perimeter. And they have a huge staff that accepts hundreds of thousands nationwide of homeowners saying, will you buy my home? Most of the time, those homeowners haven't started working with an agent yet, but a few times that they have, and they're just looking for a cash offer on their house. Typically, they're looking to get out of the house quickly. So maybe they're relocating for a job and they're willing to take a cash price that they know is not a full market potential with an agent and the process to sell it in a traditional manner. So they need to get out of town quick, if you will. And so it's a pretty small market overall compared to the traditional aspects we're used to. Atlanta is pretty large, but what we see is that, you know, Zillow buys hundreds and hundreds of homes in the area, and they go in and typically try to update them slightly in 28 days and put them back on the market
right. And
put them within the FMLS system through a brokerage, a Realty One brokerage in Atlanta, typically list the Zillow iBuyer products. But the model actually has been around for a long time. Just slightly different in today's world with the internet than it used to be. There are brokerages that we have that have said, if we don't sell your home in 90 days, we'll buy it.
Right.
It's another aspect of iBuyer. It's very similar. They're guaranteeing you, you know, a cash price if they don't sell it within 90 days. So it's just a slightly different version. This is where the cash comes up front, if you will. When you look at the appraiser aspect, Scott Murphy, who's a big appraiser in Georgia, and he's actually the chair in GREC Appraisal License Committee there at the commissioner, denoted that they're not really using the iBuyer home sales as comps when they're doing appraisals because they know that they're lower price points. And so they wait for those to go traditionally back on the market. So you have a company like Zillow or Open Door, they buy them, and within 30 days, they put them back on the market into a traditional sale. So slightly changes a little bit, but the model's been around for a long time. And traditional brokers like Coldwell Banker have a program for iBuying as well. Keller Williams has a program for iBuying. So just a slightly different way to help consumers. Redfin is doing a different flair on that as far as discounting some brokerages, giving some rebates back, but also looking at a single agency aspect. So a lot of different spins on just how they're trying to help the consumers out, sell their house if they need to sell it quickly and they're willing to take a lesser offer to get out of the house quickly.
So speaking of technology and changes, where do you think the future of real estate technology is going?
Data, machine learning, artificial intelligence, all combined with data. The coolest thing today is if you go on a website and you see a home you like the photo, artificial intelligence can ignore your standard search criteria and go find three other homes that look like it. Colonial, two trees in the front yard, has grass in it, has nothing to do with the beds and the baths. And all of a sudden, the consumer sees a completely different aspect of a home they may have never thought about seeing and looking at that. So
that's,
I think,
interesting.
Combining those type of technologies with data, a lot of buzz in the industry about blockchain. I don't think it's really come to fruition yet. Blockchain is a great way to track transfer of title, but it's really not implemented much in the U.S. because the transfer of title has been so already figured out by the assessor's office. But other countries that haven't done what the U.S. has implemented that. But I also think that you're going to see larger MLSs like FMLS that has more buying power provide these newer products and services where a lot of the smaller MLSs in the nation are not able to do so. And there's probably more mergers and consolidations as part of that to make sure brokers and agents have more and more data to help their consumers. And the great news is that today, a homeowner uses a broker and an agent at a higher percentage as they did 10 years ago. So the concept that technology would take the broker and agent out of the relation, doesn't work. It's been the reverse because they know that the broker and agent knows more and has more tools on the back end.
Yep.
All right. Gosh, there's a lot more to cover with you, Jeremy, but unfortunately, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone need to learn more about FMLS or contact you, where do they go?
I would just recommend they go to FMLS.com. If they're looking for homes with open houses, they can go to GeorgiaOpenHouses.com. We also have a YouTube channel, so those that are interested in learning about things like coming soon, we've got a video on coming soon and how it works specifically for brokers and agents and consumers on our YouTube channel, as well as on our Facebook channel.
All right. Jeremy Crawford, the president and CEO of FMLS. Jeremy, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. All the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.